This is KCRW. I'm Larry Perel. A bold jazz interpretation of the great American opera Porgy and Bess debuts this weekend at the new Vic Theater in Santa Barbara. It's part of the Ensemble Theater Company's winter season. Composed by George Gershwin, Porgy and Bess tells the tragic story of the love between a crippled beggar and a beautiful yet broken former cocaine addict and prostitute. It was first performed in 1935 and featured an entire cast of classically trained African-American singers, a daring artistic choice at the time. Elijah Rock and Carol Foreman will be playing Porgy and Bess in this rendition. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's good to be here, Larry.
So Porgy and Bess was originally developed out of a novel that DuBose Hayward had written, and I think his wife actually is the one who developed it into
a play.
What do you find in the performance today that you take away from what originally happened in, I think it was actually formatted in the
1925,
before Gershwin came in?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, I read the novel Porgy. I read the play that he and his wife. What was interesting to me was how much of DuBose and Dorothy's work still is intact in the play. I mean, even the lyrics, Summertime, is DuBose Hayward. So his poetry.
Oh, your daddy's rich. And your ma is good-looking.
But also some of the, you know, flack that DuBose Hayward received from the literary community in the South for writing a piece that he wanted to have dimensional characters, and usually most blacks were not depicted as, you know, full human beings, you know, was really gross caricatures and stereotypes. And he was probably one of the first authors to do this type of thing. Mm. And, of course, Gershwin had been watching it and was just really moved. So that's what I appreciate, kind of these meeting of minds to come together to create a piece like this.
Elijah, you first started singing Gershwin songs at 16 in Porgy and Bess at the Cleveland Institute of Music. This year you released an entire album of Gershwin tunes called Gershwin for My Soul. What do you love so much about Gershwin's music?
Wow, that's a good question. I mean, it's been a part of my life from the beginning of my formal training as a vocalist.
Oh, I got plenty of nothing, and nothing's plenty for me. I got no car, got no mule, I got no misery.
And then I did a show called Words by Ira Gershwin. So I got to sing all these songs. Also, Kevin Tony, the musical director of our show, was the musical director there. And that was a jazz adaptation as well. And those arrangements were just swinging. So when I found out that Kevin was going to be working on this adaptation of the Porgy and Bess, of course.
You had to.
I've had to.
Right,
I mean,
sure.
I've been wanting to play Porgy for a long time. And so the opportunity just met.
Carol, I want to ask you, this is an incredible story, Porgy and Bess.
It is.
Is there a favorite part in the opera that you have?
Oh, wow.
Why
did you ask me that question? I love what we're doing with the material. I mean, it's interesting. The originators described it as I was telling you earlier, a dramatic musical, in a sense. And people have always tried to kind of pigeonhole it into one thing. What I love is, the idea to me is like, we're just going back to the original source material, which was American music, black American music, and all of those influences. You have African rhythms as a basis. You have blues, you have gospels, you have spirituals. So I love just being in the experience of rediscovering that.
Now, the opera itself, the story, tracks Porgy's love for Bess, and his defense of Bess really sort of saves you from some of these other elements. And there's sort of a pivotal part in the story as well, where you two profess your love for each other as well. There's a song there. What's the song called?
It's Bess, You Is My Woman, or Is I Love You, Porgy. I mean, it kind of advances both of those two songs. When Bess is originally, she tries to give up dope. She's an addict. And her drug dealer tries to come and seduce her back into, you know, the street life with him. And Porgy catches them. And she's trying to fight this addiction. And he says, you know, you have someone now who believes in you. From a woman who desperately needs acceptance, probably more so self-acceptance. And I think we were also having this discussion about tenderness and vulnerability and being in certain communities where that's a liability. And for the first time, she has someone who sees her humanity.
Mm-hmm. Any way that the two of you could sing just a little, just a little bit, just a few seconds even, of Bess, You Is My Woman Now? Could you give it a try?
Yes. Yeah, that'll be good.
Want to do that?
All right.
Yeah.
I loves you, Porgy.
What you think I is anyway? Let that dirty hound dog steal my woman.
Don't let him have me.
If you want to stay with Porgy,
and
you're going to stay.
Wild.
You got a friend now, honey, and you got love. So
if
stop
you
your crying. Can't you understand? You're
going to
go about your business singing. Cause you got
Porgy.
You got your man.
Beautiful. Love it. Thank you so much for doing that.
You're welcome.
That was wonderful. Does the story draw parallels for you today as well in terms of what's going on in the world?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Especially the relationship between the black community and law enforcement, the problem of drugs, problem of violence. I mean, they're not just problems for people of color, but still serious problems we have in all communities across the country. You know, we just maybe try to compartmentalize it and say, I think one of the greatest things about art that you can do as an artist and whatever we're trying to do is try to see ourselves in each other.
So what should someone who knows the traditional music expect when they sit down to watch this production?
It's interesting in the process, and what they're trying to do is pretty monumental in the attempt to reinvent it. It's not something that you necessarily reinvent but rediscover in a different way. Sometimes when you approach a piece like this, there are a lot of people that feel a lot of ownership. Initially, people said, well, it's not acceptable as an opera because you have all of these black Americans singing this classical music, and now it's completely owned by a certain segment in the classical community. Well, you can't redo it as a jazz opera. But I think come to see the piece with maybe fresh ears, and at the heart of it, no matter what lens you're peering at it through, it's the story is still the strongest thing, and I think that's still the most important thing. And I think people will still come away with maybe a greater, different, a deeper appreciation for the work.
Well, I have to tell you both, it's been a real pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Elijah Rock and Carol Foreman will be playing Porgy and Bess in a jazz interpretation of the opera opening at the New Vic Theater this week, and the show runs through February 26th. Thank you again.
Thanks for having us, Larry.
Thank you, Larry.
I loves you, Porgy. Don't let him take me. Don't let him handle me and drive me mad. If you can keep me, I want to stay here with you forever.